The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
To take a little break from our Olympic Games coverage now, because we're going to have a general election, despite what the government say, later this year. And in advance, our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, has been taking a look at what each of the big parties actually stand for. So last week, Sinn Féin were put under the microscope. Sean, who are we looking at today?
This week it is Fine Gael. We're going to look at the party that has been in government for only 13 years.
Okay, so I assume similar to our treatment of Sinn Féin, we'll go policy by policy.
Yeah, let's do it that way. So will we start with housing? I suppose a big one.
It is a big one.
Why let's not? Start just that small chestnut there. Of that might just dominate the next election. So it's kind of a weird one, because if you were looking at housing and all the problems we have in the country, and the fact that Fine Gael have been in government for 13 years, you could well see why they might want to avoid that issue. But actually, talking to people in Fine Gael, they're not afraid to fight this election on housing. There was a bit of a timidity in 2020 when things maybe weren't moving as much as they were, and 2016 it wasn't quite as much of a zeitgeisty issue as it was, even though it was big. So they are going to go out on their record. They're going to really hammer home things like the Help to Buy scheme, for example, which was initiated under a Fine Gael government. They're going to be talking about the increasing number of homes and people getting into their homes. Leo Varadkar had that line that he loved to trot out every single week when he was Taoiseach, that there's 500 people a week getting their keys to a new home, and they're going to keep on herring on about that. They're also going to be saying that, you know, what Fianna Fáil has done is really just building on Fine Gael, what they did in the past. You know, yeah, there's a Fianna Fáil minister, but really it was us. We got it to here where we are. We've got X number of completions. Things are going to get better. But really, they're going to hammer Sinn Féin. That's what the housing policy is going to be. They have had meetings in the last few weeks in Fine Gael, stakeholder meetings. There'll be a couple of bits in there that are sort of Fine Gael standalone policies that will be revealed in the line of a campaign that goes on. But they're going to hammer at Sinn Féin and say, look, they would change things. They would make things worse. We might not have it fixed, but we're steady progress.
Okay. So is the strategy here then what? That there are more homeowners out there than there are people looking to buy a home. And despite that kind of that latter group being a big group and a loud group, there's a huge amount of votes we can go after here amongst homeowners.
The change is that there's an awful lot of people
because people without keys who feel they're being gaslit. And they do every time a government minister comes on and says, no, it's grand, we're building loads of houses.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I think they kind of accept that for a lot of those people, the vote is gone. The vote's not going to be there. You know, those people aren't going to be the ones who vote for them. They'll vote for Sinn Féin, or they'll vote for the Soc Dems or Labour, whoever it happens to be. Where they're going to go after is the people who did get their keys and got their keys because they got the 30 grand of it towards their deposit, or they're in on the new new shared equity scheme or whatever. So that's where the thing is. And they're making a calculation that things have changed fundamentally since 2020. And I can see it among my own friends and people sort of in their 30s. I don't know about you, but like sort of my friends tend to fall into two camps. And they're ones that are about to buy or have just bought, and people who are absolutely miles away from it and who have no, you know, are immigrating or are looking at something else and don't have any immediate aspirations.
So the former group are the government party voters, and the latter group are the opposition party voters.
Won't matter anyway because they'll be in Australia.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's an interesting approach to housing. It is interesting, though, that you say the sense within Fine Gael, because you'd know this being around these parties and closer to the operations in Leinster House, that the sense is they're more confident fighting it on that front. Given the fact that Sinn Féin are also confident to fight it on that front.
Yeah.
They both can't be right.
No,
we'll find out which one is right. Business, the party of business. Now, this is not a new approach from Fine Gael. What are they going to say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're going to be saying, we are the party that supported your businesses through COVID. We supported you through the downturn and the real crisis with inflation, that there were all these schemes that we brought in, and we gave you money for this, and we gave you money off the electricity, and we changed the VAT and all this sort of stuff. But it's kind of a mixed bag, because I think if you speak to business owners on the show very regularly, I wouldn't say they're exactly thrilled with the way things are, and the way you see particularly restaurants and hotels that are maybe closing down or are moving towards becoming hotels just for
immigration. And they've been quite critical of Fine Gael specifically, a lot of those businesses. And you saw that when Simon Harris took over as Taoiseach, he very quickly hit pause on some of the rollouts of kind of what we describe them as the workers' rights kind of suite of packages, that there was a kind of a slowdown in the implementation of that because it was the sense that this was affecting business too much. It was too costly.
Yeah, it was sort of a double-edged sword, because it was a lot of policies you mightn't have thought Fine Gael would bring in that they did bring in, when they had the sick pay, they've had the auto-enrolment on the pensions, they've been increasing the minimum wage, all of which are good for workers, but have a knock-on effect on businesses, and which a lot of businesses feel they're having to deal with something every single budget. They get a little bit back in the budget on electricity or heating or VAT or whatever it is, and it's all gone out the door straight away on all these other measures. And like you rightly say, Simon Harris kind of hit a bit of a pause on the sick pay one. So it's double-sided. Which do you go after? Being Fine Gael, do you go after the business side and say, oh no, don't worry, we've done all we're doing and we're going to look after you over the next few years and look at all the supports we gave you? Whereas if you're attracting the workers' votes, you look, well, we brought in this, you're going to have your guaranteed pension that your employer is going to have to pay into. You have your entitlement to sick leave. And it sort of depends. I think sick leave is one a lot of us think, oh yeah, that's really reasonable. If you're sick, you shouldn't have to work or shouldn't have to worry too much. But then you hear from some employers who say that people are using the sick leave as extra holidays or just tagging it on as 5 extra days or 10 extra days and say, oh yeah, I'm definitely sick from the beach in Ibiza.
Hey, well, Sean, that is cynical. Very cynical. People can get sick after they go to Ibiza. That's the problem. That's what happens, you see.
Much cheaper in the pharmacy.
They were only going
too
for the weekend and then they got sick and sure, they may as well stay for
put it on the plane.
5 sick days. Listen, if there's nothing novel in Fine Gael presenting themselves as the party of business, there's nothing novel in them seeking a row about tax and income tax and promises to reduce people's tax burden. I assume we'll see that.
100%. And when I rang a couple of people in the last week saying we're doing this particular series, the first thing they all said was tax. That's what they will hammer home about what they've done over the last few years and what they intend to do, particularly when it comes to income tax. The argument will be, well, we gave you €800 in the last budget, gave you, you know, up to €1,000 is what I'm hearing at the moment back if you're a middle income worker in the budget to come. And they'll have some nice figure. They'll say, you know, oh, since 2020, people are €2,500 or €3,000 better off for those middle voters that they tend to aim for, whatever the figure ends up being. They'll be along the lines of, well, in fact, there's already been Maria Byrne, the senator, has issued a press release in the last couple of months saying we converted Fianna Fáil to tax cuts and managed to get a Fianna Fáil finance minister to bring all of this in and use it as a stick to beat Sinn Féin as well and sort of put a bit of caution into people, especially now when you're seeing things like, is there going to be a recession in the US? Is there a slowdown across Europe economically? Say, look, Sinn Féin will tank the economy and they'll be awful for it, whereas we're going to cut taxes but keep things booming and look after you.
All right. Okay, so that's what they're going to say about tax. What will they say about health? Yeah, anything? Point at Stephen Donnelly and change the subject.
Everything that was wrong was Stephen Donnelly's fault. Everything that went right, Simon Harris did or initiated.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe that'll be somewhere. Yeah.
Simon Harris, the man who, when Minister for Health, almost collapsed the government.
Caused the last election.
People kind of forget about because of COVID. Anyway.
Health is a strange one because, as we talked about last week, I'm not sure there's a win in health. It's so big, it's so unwieldy for the government parties. You know, no matter what you say you've done, there will always be the counterpoint or the example of someone who spent 3 days on a trolley or whatever, or can't get access to a surgery or waiting
list. But there's probably no votes lost in it either, in the sense, and you made this point talking about Sinn Féin last week, that there's almost nobody left out there who believes any party in government, whether they be in government now or in opposition at the moment, can fix it in a single term.
Yeah, it's so big and so unwieldy. Yeah. So the things that they'll point to, they'll say, look, there's some waiting lists have started to fall over the last few years because of what we've done. The health budget is bigger than it ever was, which again is sort of a double-edged sword, but we'll talk about more when we're doing Fianna Fáil. Talk about GP visit cards, which under Fine Gael government, much more people have got those and got medical cards. They'll be the kind of things, but I think overall, when it comes to the election, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael won't want to talk about health at all.
So, you know more than anyone that people like us look at policy. Most people, they vote based on an emotional connection to the party, or they vote for the local politician. So in that sense, I mean, what's the Fine Gael pitch to the electorate going to be? How are they going to seek to connect with voters in a broad sense?
Their pitch at the moment is new energy, which is weird for a party that's been more than a decade in charge and has had every problem rolling downhill onto their particular desk. But they have
vote for change, vote for Fine Gael.
Exactly.
Right.
But this is the funny thing, like, because they've so many retiring TDs, because half of their TDs are retiring, all the people on the ballot paper, or not all, but most of them in different constituencies, are going to be entirely new. They're fresh faces you might know from the local elections. You might have never heard of them. There might be a total and utter blow-in or a drop-in, or, you know, you've Mairead McGuinness or Maria Walsh or someone running in your constituency all of a sudden. And so the attitude will be, yeah, okay, we were stale under Leo Varadkar. Now we've got Harris. Look at him. He's a Duracell bunny. He's got all this energy and he's doing everything. We've got new candidates and it's change from within. So it'll be change plus stability at the same time, trying to balance the two of those into one message.
Change plus stability, Fine Gael's electoral pitch. We had Sinn Féin last week, Fine Gael this week with Sean Defoe. Sean, who are we looking at next week?
We're going to go for the other, can you call them big beasts still? Medium beasts, Fianna Fáil.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.